irresistible. One bite and you'll taste the difference. Warm, melty perfection that takes flavor to the next level. The Chicken Bacon Ranch, now hot, toasty, and calling your name. Get yours today, only at Jimmy John's.
At Carolina Lawn and Tractor, you can now get a John Deere Compact Tractor Series 1 through 4 at 0% for up to 84 months. Certain restrictions apply. See dealer for full disclosure. And with a full service and parts department, they can keep your John Deere running smooth all year long. Carolina Lawn and Tractor has been serving the upstate for over 40 years and is family-owned and operated. Visit them at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's, or shop our website, carolinalawnandtractor.com.
Coastal Sports Cards in Simpsonville is the place for collectors. Baseball, football, basketball, soccer, vintage to brand new, sealed boxes, graded gems, and awesome memorabilia. Hit our trade nights, score fresh products every week, and bring your collections. We're buying cards and memorabilia every day. Buy, sell, trade, meet fellow fans who live for the hobby. Coastal Sports Cards, 109A North Main Street in Simpsonville, where collectors come to play.
Has your credit seen better days? At Founders Federal Credit Union, they get it. Life happens. That's why they offer personal and auto loans that help you move forward with flexible terms and a team that sees more than just a number. You don't need perfect credit to start your next chapter. Visit foundersfcu.com or a local office today. That's foundersfcu.com or visit a local office today. Founders, helping you do life on your terms. Membership qualification required. Terms and conditions apply.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. You have a chance to get in. I know nobody could get in yesterday. All six lines were lit the whole show. I see Robert up there, but you can get in right now if you want to get in and talk about your team, what happened. We have all the big games to talk about still. We're still going to talk more about Clemson's defense, which we haven't given enough overall credit to, and I want to talk about that and the job that Tom Allen's unit did. But, listen. Buy any new vehicle and you can spin to win up to six payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Are you kidding me? Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. How about this? Save up to 15 grand on new F-150. Save up to 15 grand on new Rams. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle and you can still spin to win up to six payments being covered by the dealership. This is insane. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and spin to win. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. The phone number is 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I say it's how this little deal works. You'll thank me later. Go. All right, to the phones. It's Robert and Jason, two excellent callers back-to-back. Robert, how are you, Robert?
Walt, I'm great. I want to talk about some of the other games or other teams, but I want to make a quick comment. I'm looking forward to your breakdown of the defense. It's very apparent that we have a defensive coordinator now, but the one player that I want to talk about is Terrell, Avion Terrell.
Yeah.
He looked like he cared out there Saturday. I guess Tom Allen told him, listen, your days of kind of going through the motions because of all your talent are over. And he looked aggressive. He looked, you know, like he was, you know, playing with a sense of urgency. Now, the one thing, and I hate to critique him, but that one, I think it was the last touchdown in the front corner of the end zone, he had great position. He had his arm in there. He just didn't finish the play. He didn't rip.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't rip at his arm. He didn't rip at the ball. He just kind of pulled his arm out of there. I thought he should have at least ripped. It might not have made a difference, but you got to rip at something, don't you?
Yeah, but like you said, I think he played well. You know, he certainly ripped the ball away on the first fumble.
Right.
You know, he caused that fumble. That's right. That's something I don't know we would have seen from him last year.
Yeah, I mean, last year he would let – I mean, it just seemed like he would let receivers kind of get behind him a little bit just so he could catch up to him. And I just think that those days are over. But, Walt, what are – besides LSU, what are some of the other teams that you kind of think you might not have ranked higher or high enough in your preseason ranking? Is Miami one of them?
I think I had Miami 11, so I had them in the playoff as the second ACC team in the playoff. You know, I want to see a little more from them, but I think they took a big first step, no question about it. I believe they moved up to 5 in the AP poll. 5 might be a little rich for me right now still. I mean, listen, the way I view that game, okay, and the way I'm going to view that game differently than most people view that game, okay, that game is at Miami, and it was tied 24 all late, and Miami found a way to win. But if that game's at Notre Dame, Notre Dame wins that game. That's how I view that game.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't really view that game as a loss for Notre Dame. I think that when you're the road team and you play as well as they did and the way they came back, and, you know, look, I've said since spring that I really liked the CJ Carr kid. I've said this repeatedly since spring, and I was shocked that there was a lot of talk about Minchie. But I think that conversation is over. I think CJ Carr for Notre Dame.
Carr played well.
Yeah, I think he was incredible in that environment and leading his team back. I mean, to be down like they were and to have a kid lead you back on the road as he did, I think that's big time stuff from CJ Carr. And moving forward, I don't think anyone's beating them. I think they win their last 11 games. I really do. I think they go 11-1. I think they win out, and I think Carr is a big part of that. Again, assuming health.
There's still the question about Love as well and his underutilization.
I'm puzzled. Yeah, it's just very, very strange. I mean, the announcers kept talking about it, and it was a mystery. I mean, it really was. If he was hurt, why is he playing at all? I mean, you know, I don't know. I mean, it was very, very strange, and maybe we'll find out more moving forward. But I had Miami 11. If I was going to redo it now, where would I put them? look, if you ask me right now, like, who the 5 best teams in the country are, I think the 5 best teams in the country, and these are in no particular order, are Penn State, LSU, Ohio State, Texas, and Notre Dame. I know the Texas.
Well, that was my next question. Is Ohio State?
Yeah, I know.
Would you rank them higher?
Well, my dilemma with Ohio State is this: I think they looked really good, but it was an all defensive battle. And if I ask myself tomorrow, if Ohio State plays LSU on a neutral field tomorrow, who's winning that game? LSU's winning, because the LSU defense is good enough, absolutely good enough, to shut down this Ohio State offense as it sits right now, where they don't really have great running backs. And meanwhile, Ohio State's defense looked great against Texas. That's not the same thing as going against Nussmeier and LSU. I mean, like I think LSU would beat Ohio State by 14 points if they played tomorrow in a neutral field. I really do. So,
Walt, I'm a longtime Ohio State hater. But I think they're exactly the same as you were talking about LSU before the season. The longer the season goes on, the better they're going to get.
I think so, but I also think they have some holes. I don't think they have an elite running back where they had 2 last year. You know, I think that's a hard thing to climb past, and I don't think they're going to. I mean, I think they played a Texas team with a young quarterback who was sort of overwhelmed in that environment, and I thought Patricia did a lot of things to change the picture and show him different looks, and I don't think he handled that particularly well. But you know what? You know what else? I don't think Sarkisian handled it well. You know, I haven't got into this yet, but I'm going to today. I like Sarkisian. I thought that he would be the guy to change Texas's fortunes, to win a national championship, and I think he's going to. I think all those things are true. But, and here's the but, And it's a Kim Kardashian sized butt. They played Georgia twice last year. In those two football games, Texas scored 6 total points in the first half. This game against Ohio State, they scored 0 total points in the first half. At some point, Sarkisian has to score against real teams in half one.
Yeah, yeah. I know you want to keep talking about that, but I got 2 more teams that I want to bring up that were on, you know, cupcakes. Listen, I don't care if it was North Carolina. I was impressed with TCU's offense.
Yeah, TCU looked good. They looked good. But
and the second team, you know who it is. I thought Indiana looked good. Listen, Old Dominion is no cupcake.
What'd they win? 27-13 against Old Dominion? Robert, I put them 25. 25 is all you're getting. I know you got them playing for the national title.
Mark it down.
Yeah, we did.
Old Dominion. Yeah, mark it down. Old Dominion beats Virginia Tech in 2 weeks. Yeah. Walt, I appreciate it.
All right, Robert, thank you. Good luck with that. No chance. Robert, Indiana is not playing for the national title. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
You know, I was just finished processing the Kim Kardashian-sized butt in my head, and then Robert hit us with some more Indiana love, yes. And that just really threw me off.
Yes.
So I'm trying to make my way through the afternoon. Yes. So, you know, it is. I'll be interested to hear what you say about Sark, because you were talking about with an earlier caller. I think what gets us is like. And you're not like a layperson the same way I am. You actually watch the tape because you have a sickness over and over again. But like those of us who just consider ourselves super fans, it's like, you know, Garrett Riley, I hate to call him out, but my man makes like $1.5 million a year to do nothing but coach offensive football.
Yeah.
And, you know, Clemson's season was over in December. So he had the better part of, you know, 8.5 whatever months to come up with a game plan. And to me, when you see all these like army of analysts that every staff has now, I mean, Walt, there should be I just hit you with an Ed there by accident, called you your full name. If, you know, there should be like a break emergency or break glass emergency game plan, you know, game plan B, C, and D. There should be multiple binders for the first game. You've had 8-9 months to prepare. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that's just what gets us. And I understand, you know, cliche alert, when you're the man in the arena and everything gets sped up. I mean, well, I get nervous when I'm playing, you know, Madden or college football online. I want to win. I get nervous. But, you know, I can't imagine being on the sideline in Death Valley. But still, I think that's just what gets us. And it kind of
Look, you got a bunch of bright people over there. At some point, one of them's got to say, hey, run the ball.
Yes, exactly. You know, I mean, somebody in that building should have said, how many times did Bill Walsh not run the ball in the second half?
Right.
You know, even if you're,
you know, air raid all passing team, even if that's what you are. And again, I knew they were going to throw the ball a lot, but I never imagined what we saw. You know, I thought what I was talking about is, you know, 10 runs, 20 passes, you know, mixed together. Yeah. But what we got was a whole half of football with nothing but throws, and you know you're not winning a game against that level of opponent doing that.
Well, it's just like we talked about last year after the Carolina game, and we joked. I said, "How many times did Bill Walsh call a trick play in the Super Bowl?"
Yeah,
I don't think he did very many. Yeah. He just ran his offense and moved the ball. So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. But on the defense, and I can't wait to get your full breakdown, I was very pleasantly surprised. I don't even know if I was surprised. I probably was surprised a bit considering the caliber of opponent.
Yep.
And the fact that they got left out on the field the entire second half.
Yeah.
So I think that portends really well. And I wanted to ask you specifically, if you could, what were your thoughts about how the secondary, because Tink Kelly was a kind of a surprise starter at that nickel spot. How did you think Tink, and then what did you think about Ronan Hanifin's game? Because to me, man, he kind of flashed.
Yeah, he was impactful, no question. Yep. Thank you, Jason. I'll answer it for you off air. Good talking to you as always. Yeah. Listen, on the subject of the defense, just taking a 20,000 feet view of the defense, many of the things that plagued this defense last year did not happen on Saturday. We did not see the massive fails in run fits. We did not see the massive fails in gap integrity. Look, did an elite back see the cutback lane at times and make some plays? Yeah, that's what elite backs do. Newsflash, you know. But that's not what happened last year. I mean, there were times where teams just handed the ball off like student body, right? And they just washed Clemson's whole side of the field away. You know, for example, we saw that in the Texas game a number of times where, it, you know, basically the whole defense got washed away. You forget about run fits and gap integrity. You know, you had a linebacker being pushed 20 yards down the field. You know, that was one of the changes this year. This group of linebackers with Woodes and with Sammy Brown and it, way more physical than the linebackers were last year. Way more physical. I mean, guys who are willing to take on blocks, and whether they did or not, you know, but guys who are willing and who are playing more downhill. You know, you're not making tackles 12 yards down the football field. So I think a lot of things changed just in the nature of that. And again, I think when people look back on this whole period of time, this whole season, what they're going to see is that, I mean, I promise this right now, no one else is holding LSU to 17. Now, you can say it's first game, you can say whatever you want, but without the aid of an offense, as Jason said, without the aid of a productive offense that was, I mean, the defense was on the field the whole game. The second half, the defense was on the field. How many minutes? You know, 22 minutes, whatever. The defense was on the field the whole game. You know, and despite that, they held up. Trust me when I tell you this. No one else is holding LSU to 17. That's going to be LSU's low water mark for the whole season. So that, in a first game effort, I mean, I think they showed a lot. I think the group as a whole played well. And you got contributions from a lot of guys, you know, and we're going to talk about all those guys individually and what it looks like. But my first thought was you got the Tom Allen influence. And quite honestly, you know, there were some players. I think it was time for them to move on, and it was time to get some other guys in this mix. And I think that because of that, Clemson is a more physical football team. Because of those elements on the defensive side of the ball, Clemson got pushed around all year. You know, LSU is going to push a lot of people around. They're going to be impossible to stop. Clemson did not get pushed around on defense in this game. You know, did they make every play? No. But did they get pushed around? Did we see the massive run stop, gap integrity, run fit issues that we saw a year ago? No, we did not. And this is game one. Game one. Honestly, I thought there would be more issues defensively in game one than we saw. So as unsettled as you feel about the offense right now, I think you feel pretty darn good about the defense. I think most of these gentlemen did their jobs. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
Did you know that Ingles sells a huge variety of organic items, or that they run their own dairy, or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else, or that they have Energy Smart stores, or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department, or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
High school football is in full swing, and our new marketing partners with Whataburger are all in this season, sponsoring high school football every Friday night right here on The Roar. We're taking Facts on Sports on the road this week with a live show at the new Whataburger location in Anderson at 2900 North Main Street. Join me and John Hite as we preview the Troy at Clemson game and talk all things football across the spectrum. That's Facts on Sports live in Anderson this Thursday, September 4th, 9 till noon.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turfgrass Management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in a class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
You discovered a collection of sports cards in that old home you inherited or just bought. Where do you go for the best price for this newfound treasure? Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson. You can buy your favorite card or sell that newfound collection to Jimmy's. They're the only game in Anderson, so stop by Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7, or Sundays by appointment. Take care of the sports collectible itch. Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles in Anderson. Next to Mama Pins, Jimmy's Cards and Collectibles.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with the Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
You know, the great Dickie Betts on guitar, one of the most underrated great guitar players of all time. You know, we had it into that conversation, I think, once upon a time with people throwing names out. And, I mean, there's so many that you get into it and you forget all sorts of people. But there have been so many truly great ones. I mean, you know, I hate to even get in that conversation. But Dickie Betts is one of them, suffice it to say. And let me tell you about Yoder's Building Services. Speaking of great, established in 1986 by the Yoder family, this family-owned business is based in Fairplay, South Carolina, with a mission to be the most helpful building supply in the region. Mission accomplished. Yoder's offers a spacious showroom, knowledgeable and friendly staff, extensive selection of high-quality product lines. The company caters to professional contractors, ensuring access to top-tier materials for various building needs. This is Yoder's. Yoder's Building Services provides a wide range of building materials available both in stock and through special orders to address the diverse needs of construction projects. Their departments include building materials, lumber, roofing, siding, windows, doors, masonry, hardware, tools, so much more, engineered wood and truss manufacturing plant, installed services like cabinets, stone, garage doors. With extensive product knowledge and attention to detail, Yoder stands apart from the competition, aiming to be a one-stop shop for all your building needs while delivering exceptional service and high-quality materials. They're the best. Customers are encouraged to visit Yoder's showroom to explore options for the next building project. The staff is more than ready to assist with personalized service and expert advice. 500 East Fairplay Boulevard, Fairplay, South Carolina, 864-972-3003, 864-972-3003. Whether you go, whether you call, tell them I say it's how it works. Monday to Thursday, 7 to 5, Friday, 7 to 4:30, Saturday and Sunday closed. The website is goyoders.com. At Yoder's Building Supply, quality is more than a promise. It's a way of life. That's a fact. Go see them. You will 100% thank me later. Ramona, I have a terrible story to tell you. Terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, this is not funny, but it does, at least to a degree, involve athletics. It's awful, absolutely awful. It's not. There's no humor in it, not funny. I'm going to tell you in a minute. David in Greenville. David, how are you, David? Good to have you.
How's it going, Walt?
Good. Thank you for getting in, David. Appreciate it.
Man, listen, I'm the guy, when we lose a game, I don't sleep for a couple nights. It tears me up.
I know.
You know. Yep. But listen, I've watched a lot of football, and here's the deal. Man, you have to have a running game implemented into your offense to compete. And I just kind of lost hope when I saw it. But can you help me, like, not jump off the cliff? Can you help me a little bit?
Well, here's the good news, David. I think the team you played is going to be the best team you play at least until round two of the playoffs. I mean, I think that highly of what I saw from LSU. So I think that's a truly elite football team, one that could well win the national title, and you lost by 7, and you had the ball at the 14-yard line. So, and I don't think you played well on offense, and I don't think it was a good plan on offense, and I don't think the quarterback played well, obviously. So, you know, if you tighten some of those things up and you get back in the same situation again, maybe you get over the top. I understand the concern. Quite honestly, the concern is fairly obvious. In all these big games against big-level opponents, with the exception of the second half versus Texas, the quarterback's not played well. And that's the element that has to change.
Well, I'm just wondering if in the repertoire, if you have any – if you've got some screens, some tight ends that can just,
right?
I mean, just a, you know, just do something, like, because you're going to play teams occasionally. Like, for example, South Carolina got dominated on the line of scrimmage. The Virginia Tech's defensive line just pushed their offensive line down. But they had some screens, you know, dialed up. And, like, you've got to have some screens and get the running, get the football to some running backs. Man, I just, against good teams later in the season, if your hope is on Cade standing in the pocket, throwing it deep, man, I just felt kind of hopeless.
Well, anyway, and again, thank you, David. Yeah, again, I don't think Garrett Riley helped his quarterback enough either. Look, I know there were situations where Cade missed guys, where guys were schemed open, that type of stuff. But at the same time, I think the abandonment of the run game, the lack of, in my mind, adequate number of pressure release plays against that level of pressure defense, I don't think those things help the quarterback. Now, you might say, well, the quarterback didn't deliver on some of those that he had chances. That's true. So, you know, there's blame to go around. I mean, the offense did not function. It didn't. You scored 0 points in the second half of a home game. And so that's not functioning. Okay. That's not winning football. That's the bottom line. And like I said, there are hidden little yards within a football game that you get in the running game that might not seem like much at the time. The 3 yards here, the 4 yards there, but they add up. What those little plays mean is they mean you get first downs and you keep the ball as opposed to punting it right back. That's what it means. And that's how LSU exerted total control of the game in second half. They did those things and Clemson didn't. Clemson just did not produce first downs. And again, that's why you need these things. That's why you need the screen game. That's why you need to run the football to a degree. I'm not asking you to be a 50-50 team. You know, I'm not. I'm asking you to have a little bit of balance, enough so that, again, instead of 2nd and 10, you get 2nd and 7. Instead of 3rd and 10, you get 3rd and 6. These are much more manageable down in distance, even if not ideal. You will convert some of those. You will. It's the nature of the game. You get 3 yards on first down. The defense doesn't really know what you're doing on second down. You know, you get 0 yards on first down. You pretty much are telling the defense what you're doing on second down. And when you don't run it at all in an entire half of football, you're telling the defense you're throwing every play. So they know. So they you know, again, I hate this expression, pin your ears back, but that's the reality. The whole defense can, because they know you're not going to run. They don't need to maintain any run game integrity. They just need to go after the quarterback, you know. So that didn't help Cade Klubnik, you know. That just didn't, you know. So yes, Cade did not play well, but I don't think you helped him either. And so, you know, we'll see moving forward how that changes. Look, it's going to look better. It's going to look immediately better. And remember, you didn't have Antonio Williams. That's a part of it, but it doesn't excuse these other elements that happen within the game. And, you know, we talked about this at length yesterday. I realize people still want to get in on this, and I understand that, but I want to talk more about the defense too. Texas said, could Clemson have played well enough to win, or were they overvalued and simply not talented enough to win this type of game? Look, I think LSU controlled the whole football game. I think that's fair to say. But again, I think from what I saw of LSU, I think they're an incredibly dangerous team that could absolutely win the national championship. They have all the ingredients that anyone would look for. And so the game still came down to 14 yards with a chance to tie. And I don't think Clemson's offense played well at all. And you played without Antonio Williams. So, look, I'm not giving up on Clemson on this year, on the possibility of reaching a national championship. I'm not. Some things have to get better. There's no question they have to get better. But, you know, as Dabo Swinney suggested, you do learn something about yourself in a game like this. And now you know. I mean, now you know the things that you need to be better on and better with. And we'll see whether they can rise to that challenge. I know there are going to be doubters now, and I get it. I mean, you know, there's a reason to doubt. I mean, and Cade Klubnik himself, you know, at this point in his career, shouldn't have played like he played on Saturday. He should have played much better. He should have handled pressure better. He should have eaten some of that pressure alive. He should have eaten some of that pressure alive. These things did not happen. Now, again, I don't think he was helped, and I don't think losing the security blanket of Antonio Williams helped him. And I don't think not having Brinningstuhl helped him. You can say what you want about Brinningstuhl, but he was a reliable pass catch target and a security blanket. And none of the tight ends yet have established themselves in that regard. They all have flashed ability here and there, but none of them have offered Cade that degree of comfort yet. Now, I think you have one guy who is potentially elite, and I think we need to see more of him. And we're going to talk about that element as well. What is this? More likely to hit the over under a 9.5 now that you've seen game one. You know, it's funny, Texter 843. I've been waiting for somebody to ask me that question. I think the answer is still higher. I think it's still higher. Look, it was always within the realm of possibility that Clemson lost this game. I've said all along that if Clemson loses, it won't change my outlook on the season for Clemson, that I still think they can get to that point. It hasn't changed my outlook on Clemson. What it has changed my outlook on is LSU. Because I don't think I realized, and I knew, obviously, I've been talking about Nussmeier forever, and I knew about their offensive ability, but I had questions about their offensive line. I still had questions about their defense. Those questions were all answered. So, you know, the part of the equation that changes for me is that I now recognize LSU to be a much more formidable roadblock and obstacle potentially down the road as another team that can present the challenge in terms of Clemson getting to that level. But I still think this team is loaded with talent. I do think that certain areas of the offense have to improve, obviously, but I still think it's a really talented team, and I think this will be the only team all year that holds LSU to 17. Now, some might look back on that and say, well, it was game one. Well, that's true, but I don't think anyone else is going to come close to holding that team to 17. I don't. And so the fact that Clemson's defense is that improved, and I think talented, is provides balance to an offense that was good a year ago. So, you know, Antonio Williams needs to be healthy. He needs to be a part of this mix. You know, there's not another LSU on the schedule. Okay, there isn't. I mean, the next game that could even come close to equating that might not be till South Carolina. We'll see. You know, maybe the game against Florida State, if Florida State turns out to be that legitimate. We'll see. But I don't think you're going to play a team better than this one that you just played on the season. And that includes if you make the national championship game, whether that's LSU or Penn State or Ohio State. I don't think anybody's going to be better than the team you just faced. And that's the one thing I would keep in mind. I think that's a really dangerous, dangerous football team. And you know, did you control the game? No. Did they control it? Yes. But, and it was here. But still, without Antonio Williams, you trailed by 7, and you were 14 yards away from having a chance to tie the game. And like I said, I don't think you're going to face a better team than that. You may face more evolved versions of that team or a more evolved version of a Penn State or Ohio State or something. But I don't think you'd face a better team than that one all year, and you lost by 7. It's not like you were blown out. Walt Eptula Road Rage, quick break.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
It's Quawk inviting you to join Ben and me at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar on Thursday as we broadcast live from noon till 3. They'll be offering their great menu options plus special Roar food and drink items while we're on site. Experience Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar, serving up the real deal Buffalo-style pizza, wings, and other Western New York specialties like beef on wet. Catch the game, grab a cold one, family-friendly, Friday fish fry, full bar, and so much more. Moretti's, a half mile off 385 in Malden, where everyone's a regular.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Transmission problems. Amco Transmissions of Greenville is the home of the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Sleep better, knowing you are covered at 500 shops across the land. Don't take our word for it. Check our reviews. Amco of Greenville is located on Malden Road, 100 yards from I-85, off exit 46C. You'd better call Saul today at 864-277-3267 and get the 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty from Amco of Greenville today.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers take on the Troy Trojans in Death Valley, and the best coverage anywhere is right here on The Roar. It starts 6 hours before kickoff at 9:30 with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Join Grace and Ashby and me for that. Then transition to 12:30, Tiger tailgate show. Facts and Childers and his crew will take you up to kickoff with Don Munson, Tim Beret, and Reggie Merriweather. And then Donald Clark and I will have all the analysis you need on the fifth quarter show. It's your home for wall-to-wall Clemson football game day coverage, a flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day.
Walked up to the road race. Texas said, why do you keep saying, you know, it, knowing it should have been 14 plus? LSU got robbed of a TD. Oh, well, the reason I say seven, because it was seven. I mean, the score is 17 to 10, whether you like it or not. I mean, I'm sorry. That's the answer. I mean, you can change the history all you want. The score was 17 to 10, and Clemson was 14 yards away from tying. I also said LSU dominated the game multiple times. So, you know, I guess you ignored that part. I don't know what you want from me. The score was 17 to 10. That's the facts of the situation. So that'd be why I keep saying seven. Because if I said, well, LSU won 24-10, that'd be a lie because that wasn't the score. So, I mean, pretty simple, really. What do I say to that? I mean, that was the score. That's the fact. Texas said our O-line looked very suspect. Actually, they didn't. In my rewatch of the film, I actually think the O-line wasn't bad. I think that the O-line actually held up pretty well. They were never given a chance to run the ball. Offensive lines want to run the ball. There were not a lot of times the O-line was beaten. There were a few, but for the most part, they actually held up pretty well. My live look told me something else, but when I watched the replay, that's not what I saw. I saw an offensive line that was better than I thought. There were some issues in blitz pickup occasionally. There are going to be when you see that many blitzes. But for the most part, they held up pretty well. The quarterback bailed too often, did not hang in and make throws. He's got to be able to do that. He's got to be able to step up and make throws, too. The first inclination can't be to abandon the pocket. You know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, we can roll him out more and whatever. Well, then you're cutting the field in half for him, too. And for your offense, you don't want to do that as a staple item. You know, you can do that a little bit, but you don't want to do that as a staple item. And so that group actually did not play badly. They just didn't. That group wasn't the problem. The problem is you didn't let them run the ball. Offensive linemen want to run the football. That's what they want to do. And you never gave them a chance. You know, so all you did is put them in a defensive posture all game. You never let them be offensive minded. That's a problem. That's a problem. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. 654-7627. I don't know. You talking about South Carolina? Texter 980. I don't know what you're talking about. You talking about South Carolina? What is this? If we're going to talk missed calls, how about the BS defensive PI call that extended the drive and allowed LSU to score? Yeah, I'm not getting into all that. I mean, I'm not getting into the back and forth stuff. And look, do I think that call was missed? Yes. Do I think it was a touchdown? Yes. But it doesn't matter what I think. The score was 17-10. That's factually speaking. Tim and Robert. Tim, how are you, Tim? Good to have you.
Yeah, I just have a question. Looking at no sacks, basically no pressure on their quarterback, that made him better. If Clemson had that, our quarterback would have been better.
Wait, I'm sorry. You have to run that back for me one time. I missed some of that, Tim. You broke up on me a little bit. Can you say that again?
Looking at Clemson had no sacks, no quarterback pressure on LSU. He sat back there and picked us apart.
Well, I think Clemson had one sack, but I think seven tackles for loss. But I understand your point. But the answer is that they had solutions to the pressure. You know, it's that the quarterback stayed in the pocket and he used a lot of quick rhythm, quick game throws. You know, some pressure release stuff to negate some of the pressure, and they also committed to running the ball. Whether it worked or not, they committed to running the ball, which also helped negate some of the pressure. So I think those are the reasons that they handled that situation to a much better degree than Clemson did. And moving forward, I think Clemson has to be aware of that and adjust and fix those areas.
It's true. After the first adjustments at halftime, the quarterback was getting rushed and hit. When he had time, they put a second blocker in the backfield, and that worked. But the offensive line wasn't protecting. Maybe he bailed out too often. But if the O-line's getting beat by a blitz or something like that, you need a second blocker in the back to protect him.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I think in a lot of quick game throws. I think a lot of quick game throws, but also a run game. You have to commit to running the ball to keep an aggressive defense honest. And it doesn't matter if it's 2 yards, 3 yards, it doesn't matter. Those 2 and 3 yard plays make a difference between getting first downs and not getting first downs. And Clemson just didn't do enough of any of that. So, you know, that's
I agree.
That's why they lost. So good job, Tim. Thank you. all right, Zach. I will do so, Zach. Hold on. Robert and Anderson. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Hey, bro. Thanks for taking my call, bro.
Absolutely, Robert.
I wanted to make two quick comments.
Yeah.
A, that quarterback for LSU, he really looked good. If he don't look like a professional to me, I mean, he should go real high in the draft, I would think.
Yeah, as I've said for multiple years now, he will be the number one pick in the draft. You know, again, people can talk about Cade or anybody else they want to. Garrett Nussmeier is going to be the number one pick in the NFL draft.
One other quick question, please. I'm hearing yes and no about Clemson, one or two other ACC teams next year going over into the SEC. Do you think that'll happen? Or
no, it won't be next year. No, it won't be next year. No, maybe
okay. Maybe
within 5 years or something, but I don't think it's gonna be next year. No.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. Call. Good talking to you. Austin says LSU attacked us on the perimeter with quick game because they didn't run on us well either, but they made the necessary adjustments. Clemson did not. Well, yeah, they attacked on the perimeter with the quick game. They put the ball in the hands of their playmakers. In order to be able to do that, though, just so we're clear on that, because, again, you know, Morgan Thomas had, I think, 15 throws behind the line of scrimmage for LSU. But in order to be able to do that, you have to be precise. Everyone thinks that's easy. You have a quarterback with an elite arm who is an absolute gunslinger, who the second he got the ball, just gunned the ball out to the perimeter. And almost every time, he put the ball exactly where it needed to be for his playmakers. And the difference in that is a ball that leads the receiver versus a ball that's thrown a yard behind the receiver, that both result in receptions. But one results in an 8-yard gain, and the other results in a 2-yard loss. And Nussmeier put that ball every single time exactly where it needed to be. And that's why those are all productive plays. Clemson didn't do enough of that, in my estimation, and obviously didn't do enough in the run game. But when they did try it, Cade wasn't accurate. You know, again, there was the screen to Brown. No matter what you think about that screen to Brown, where you think that was set up or whether there was another block missed, both are sort of true. It was sort of semi-set up, and there was another block missed. But the reality is that it was – if you make a good throw there, you should get positive yardage out of that play. And the quarterback just basically dirted the ball, you know, and that's a non-starter. That's a non-starter. You know, again, I don't think the offensive line played great, but they were not the chief problem on film study. They just weren't. They played a little better than I thought they did. They missed some blocks. That happens every game. You know, they missed the block. You had a double team. You had a tight end left tackle double team with Lee on Patrick Payton on the third down and 10 run play to Randall that might have broken had you made the blocks. But that was a play that essentially you sort of whiffed twice. But for the most part, the offensive line held up pretty well, given they were never allowed to run the football. They were just you just can't expect an offensive line to just play defense all game. That's what they did. And given that, and given the amount of pressure that LSU brought, they didn't play badly. They just didn't. They were not awful. They weren't great, but they weren't awful. And there were other much more significant problems that when you watch it on film. And like I said, you never let them be an offensive line because you never gave them a chance to block for the running backs because you never gave the running backs the ball. And, you know, it's funny because these questions keep coming in on all this stuff, and I want to talk more about the defense. I can't even get away from it because everyone is still locked in on the offense, and I get it. I also want to talk about the rest of the world of college football, which we're going to do all that in the final 2 hours tonight. All of that's coming. Kevin, how are you, Kevin? Good to have you.
Doing well, good. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thank you.
Hey, you know, I know that Clemson got beat, and I'm a Carolina fan, and
we've learned to thrive on misery over the years because basically we lose half our games every year. So I know how they feel, right? Well, we got lucky and pulled out a punt return for a touchdown that turned out to be the difference against Virginia Tech. You know, if that play doesn't happen, we might not win that game.
Yeah, but it did.
You know, with that being said, a lot of people question Clemson's schedule this year. It's weak, you know. It doesn't have enough gut to it. It certainly looks a lot tougher now with the way Georgia Tech played at Colorado, Florida State played against Alabama, Louisville looked good. Some of the teams that they might have felt like they could pencil in a victory suddenly look like they're going to be very challenging.
Well, not to mention the fact that Clemson, you know, on their own scheduled LSU. You know, so you got LSU at the start and South Carolina at the end. I mean, those are two pretty good bookends to a season before you get to the meat of the ACC schedule. And again, it may well be a significantly improved ACC. You know, so yeah, I mean, I think the schedule is plenty tough.
And you know, Walt, one thing I've learned over the last 20 years is Dabo Sweeney rebounds as well as any coach in the country. He's going to have this team ready. They're going to improve. Last year they lost to Georgia kind of the same fashion, and they still made the playoffs, still won the ACC. I think all that's going to be repeated this year. I don't see them taking any fall too far from the greatness that they worked so hard to achieve. And I look forward to it.
It might be, Kevin, and we hope you're right. But, you know, again, the reality is against those super elite teams, that's the proving ground. And that's what we're going to find out. We're going to find out if Clemson can take care of business. They get another shot at the super elite at the end, and we'll see how that plays out. Hey, Kevin, I got to run. It was good speaking to you as always.
Okay, well.
Thank you. We're going to continue all this college football conversation. We're going to focus a little more on Clemson's defense. We're going to get to some of these national games on the other side. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
It's Kwok inviting you to join Ben and me at Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar on Thursday as we broadcast live from noon till 3.